One of the reasons I don't want out is because I am very mad. And I don't know whether I can control myself.
On the night of August 9th, 1969, Charles Manson dispatched members of his so-called family to the home of actor Sharon Tate, the pregnant wife of director Roman Polanski.
Prior to these murders, he recruited members to follow him to Spahn Ranch in California to live with him in isolation. Manson became more and more paranoid as time went on and believed that a race war was brewing. As a musician obsessed with the Beatles, he was convinced that there were subliminal messages in the songs Helter Skelter and Piggies, confirming his belief in the upcoming race war.
Do I look like I'm guilty about something? Do I look like I have remorse or fear about anything?
He implicated the black community with these killings in order to jumpstart the war. Manson was convinced that the war must happen. He thought the blackies would beat the whiteies but would not know how to lead themselves. Because of this, Manson planned to have him and his family hide until the war was won. Then they would emerge as the leaders of the world.
Linda Kasabian is a Manson family member who was present at the night of the murders. She was the key witness that allowed prosecutors to incarcerate Manson and his family. Today, we have sat down with her and asked her a few questions about Manson as well as that night. When did you realize that you were part of a cult?
When I realized really what was going on, and this is after Stephen Parent was shot in the head.
What were you thinking in the aftermath of that night?
I was in a total state of shock. I didn't know what to feel, didn't know what to think. I just witnessed a man looking straight into his eyes leave this earth, leave his body.
Why didn't you call the police?
I thought of doing that while I was still there and the murders were still going on. And I thought about my daughter back at the ranch. I thought about being found at somebody else's house, calling for help. And also, back in that time and frame, you didn't turn to the police.
What did Manson say when you got back to the ranch?
Everybody was gathered together, and he asked if we had remorse. And I kind of watched and waited to hear what everybody else was saying, to kind of follow in their footsteps as to... because I couldn't say, you know, what I really felt.
And were you remorseful?
But it's like, oh my God, you know, this person, this beautiful person was just, his life was taken, savagely murdered, right there.
Why did you go out the second night?
Because Manson told me to.
And why didn't you just take your daughter and run?
It wasn't just something that I could just turn around and walk out of there.
And at what point did you decide to tell Manson no more?
I didn't say anything like that, but I did at the point where it came down to the line where it was, I was going to be forced to have to do this, kill somebody, is when I looked him in the eye and said, Charlie, I'm not you.
Thank you, Linda Kasabian, for sitting down and answering a couple of our questions. The Manson family exhibits several textbook signs of conformity. For example, insecurity. The majority of the recruited members experienced harsh childhoods and neglect from their parents. They also dealt with drug and alcohol abuse, making it easier for Manson to manipulate them. Charles Manson was also an authority figure. He provided housing and drugs and made the family feel special via compliments and intimacy. Charles moved his followers to an isolated ranch in California, making it so his ideas were the only ones they heard. He had his followers take LSD without him and would lecture about his ideas, making the family paranoid enough to murder. The Manson family is a perfect example of how good people can be driven to do terrible things in order to conform. Because of Linda Kasabian, who was given immunity from prosecution, Manson and his family were found guilty and sentenced to death. The sentence was later changed to lifetime in prison. In 2017, Manson died while in prison. Today, many of his family members are still alive and behind bars.